Welcome to episode 647 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we turn to Numbers, the fourth book of the Old Testament in our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Numbers recounts the Israelites' journey through the wilderness after their deliverance from Egypt. The book takes its name from the numerous censuses and counting of the people that occur throughout its pages. In the book of Numbers, we can identify various types or foreshadowings of Jesus.
Today's top 10 list.
10 types of Christ in the book of Numbers.
Number 1.
The bronze serpent.
That day was chaos. People were screaming and hollering, bit by those deadly snakes. The pain was unbearable. And it didn't seem like there was anything we could do. But then Moses, our leader, the one we'd been complaining about, prayed for help. God told him to make a bronze snake and stick it on a pole. I thought to myself, what good would that do? But Moses said if we looked at that snake, we'd be healed. Can you believe it? Well, we were desperate, so we did what he said. We looked up at that bronze snake, hanging high in the air. And something strange happened. Those who got bit, who were sick and dying, they started feeling better. The pain went away, and they were well again. I couldn't explain it. It was like some kind of magic. But Moses said it wasn't the snake itself that did the healing. It was our faith, trusting in God's power to save us. And, amazingly, it worked. We saw it with our own eyes.
Just as the bronze serpent was lifted up on a pole for the Israelites' healing, Jesus was lifted up on the cross to provide spiritual healing and salvation for all who believe in him.
Number 1.
The Passover Lamb. Numbers 9, verses 1-4. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the people of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time, according to all its statutes and all its rules you shall keep it. So Moses told the people of Israel that they should keep the Passover. The Passover lamb, sacrificed to protect the Israelites from God's judgment, prefigures Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Number 2.
The cloud and fire. Numbers 9, verse 15. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony. And, at evening, it was over the tabernacle like the appearance of fire until morning. A pillar of cloud and fire guided and protected the Israelites throughout their journey. These signs were more than the visible assurance of God's presence. The cloud by day and the fire by night were also helpful and comforting to Israel. The fire at night was a comfort to Israel amid a dark wilderness, and the cloud by day was a shade from the hot wilderness sun. This idea of God's presence as a protective shade is repeated in other places. Isaiah 25 verse 4, but you are a tower of refuge to the poor, O Lord, a tower of refuge to the needy in distress. You are a refuge from the storm and a shelter from the heat. Psalm 121 verse 5, the Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day. In a similar way, Jesus is the light of the world and the one who guides and protects his followers. He provides spiritual nourishment, healing, and protection from the storms of life. In the New Testament, Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd who watches over his flock, guiding and protecting them. He is the ultimate keeper who provides shade, comfort, and security for his followers.
Number 4.
Water from a rock. The water that flowed from the rock in the wilderness served as a life-giving provision for the thirsty Israelites. Similarly, Jesus proclaimed himself as the living water that satisfies the spiritual thirst of humanity. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. In this verse, Paul makes a connection between the Israelites who wandered in the wilderness and the Christians in Corinth. This concept applies equally well to all Christians. Earlier, he states that the Israelites were baptized into Moses through their experiences of the Lord's leading in the cloud and the Lord's protection as they went through the Red Sea. In addition, they all ate the same spiritual food in the form of manna from heaven. Here it is stated that they all drank the same spiritual drink in the form of the water that flowed miraculously from a rock. Paul identifies that rock as Christ himself, providing water for the Israelites. This makes the connection between the Israelites and the Christians in Corinth even more obvious.
Number 5.
The High Priest. The role of the High Priest, representing the people before God and making atonement for their sins, foreshadows Jesus as our ultimate High Priest who intercedes for us and offers himself as the perfect sacrifice.
Number 6.
A prophet like Moses. In Numbers 12, we read that Moses' siblings, Miriam and Aaron, were criticizing their brother. Their disapproval of Moses and his Ethiopian wife was an example of a principle later stated by Jesus, that it is not unusual for a prophet to find no honor among his own people. They wanted some of the authority and attention Moses received by God's appointment. The basis of their complaint was essentially, what's so special about Moses? God here explained exactly what was so special about him. Most prophets receive revelation through a dream or in a vision, but God spoke with Moses face to face. Similarly, God spoke to Jesus face to face. God also promised to raise up a prophet like Moses from among the Israelites. This prophecy finds its fulfillment in Jesus, who is the ultimate prophet and mediator between God and humanity.
Number 7.
The tabernacle and its offerings. The tabernacle and its various offerings, including the sacrifices and the Levitical priesthood, point to Jesus as the perfect sacrifice and the true dwelling place of God among his people.
Number 8.
The consecration of the Levites. The Levites were set apart for the service of God. Jesus, as our High Priest, has consecrated us as a royal priesthood to serve God and bring him glory.
Number 9.
Cities of refuge. Numbers 35 describes cities of refuge which provided a place of safety for those who unintentionally caused someone's death. Throughout the time that the Israelites lived in Canaan, these cities played a crucial role in upholding justice, showing mercy, and safeguarding unintentional offenders from vengeance. They reflected God's concern for justice and his desire to balance it with mercy and compassion within the social structure of ancient Israel. In a similar way, Jesus offers refuge and forgiveness to all who seek him as their refuge from the guilt and consequences of sin.
Number 10.
The Promised Land. The Israelites' journey to the Promised Land serves as a picture of our journey toward the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises in Christ. Jesus is the true promised land, the inheritance and rest for all who put their trust in him. These are just a few examples of how the book of Numbers contains types or foreshadowings of Jesus, revealing glimpses of his character, work, and mission in the Old Testament narrative. Father, thank you for the lessons and reminders from the book of Numbers, that Jesus lifted up is our source of salvation, that Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, that Jesus offers us refuge from guilt, and that Jesus is preparing a place for us where we can enjoy an eternity of peace and happiness. Help us to live as consecrated priests, committed to serving you and bringing you glory. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.